Busy today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it seemed like we had some really good runs this week.
We had some nice runs, Casey, and on top of that, we had some good markets. The cattle going out to grass, or people that's buying some cattle to finish out some wheat, this calf market is just continually to grow better, better, better. And if you're a cow-calf man and selling cattle weighing six and down, you're in the driver's seat. I just hope these people that are buying them, they've got it. They've got a place out there to lock in some margin. So after our last little ordeal, I hope they do, and I hope they don't get to use it. I hope they have to spend their money and never have to use it, because that means it went above what they thought it was. But feeder market was better everywhere, got better all week. And then yesterday afternoon, we've got a customer we send cattle to in a feed yard up in Southwest Kansas, and he sold some fats at $179. Well, that's $4 better than it was last week. So everything's positive. I don't know if it's just a jump, a glitch, or a bubble. Don't have a clue. But the attitude's better. We've got moisture. We had a beautiful week this week compared to the week before. So, I mean, how could it get any better today?
That's right. Talk a little bit about herd rebuilding. Are you seeing any of that just yet?
Not in our area. We've seen some people buy some a few cows, just replace old cows that they had culled, but they still haven't built back to where they were a year and a half ago. I mean, we don't have anybody coming in wanting big numbers, or somebody that said, "Bobby, I'm keeping 150 heifers to breed." I mean, out of all our customers, you know, maybe 5% of them are talking about it. But I mean, we're still trying to, we need this spring to continue to fill ponds and grow grass.
Well, and I think we're going to get a little bit more rain, but then I'm also hearing, you know, we're in El Nino right now, which is the wet season, but La Nina is coming back. So if we're looking at three more years of drought, what's that going to do for the markets?
Well, it ought to keep there'll be less cattle, so that they'll be, you know, the market will be stay good. Less cattle, we're producing almost as much meat today as we were when we had more cattle, because we sell 25 pounds bigger carcass, multiply that times 500,000 cattle we kill a week and divide that by a carcass. We don't have to rebuild. We're still producing as much meat as we was 10 years ago, if not more, with less cows.
What do you think we're going to see for the next couple of weeks?
I think runs are going to, I mean, I think we boxed our runs up. You know, weather's causes to back things up here. I mean, people couldn't get them out. And I mean, we'll have a good run Monday in Oklahoma City. We had two light runs. We had two light runs in the past. Everybody was short. And I think we're picking up the overlap. And then, you know, we'll just have to see down the road. I mean, you would want to say there won't be many May cattle, but there seems to be always May cattle when we don't think there's any.
Well, if folks have questions, how can they call and talk to you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, David Gage, or myself a call. But things are good today.
Good deal.
All right.